It's time to Trust Us, presented by Dustin DeHart at Nova Home Loans. Call him today at 577-2600.
Coconut Company back. You heard it. Dustin DeHart's in studio. Adam Candy's here. Time to talk a little fantasy football, a little real estate. 577-2600 is the number to call Dustin, who apparently you're busy.
I'm very busy.
You emailed me this morning. You're like, dude, I'm buried.
I'm sorry.
What are we talking about today? I'm like, we got you covered. We got good stuff. What's going on?
I try to send stuff over. I literally buried. We just can't keep up. I mean,
that's
amazing.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
It is a good thing. And
especially since we were looking at, you know, a bleak forecast potentially, and things are still rocking and rolling.
I mean, not only rocking and rolling, it's unbelievable. We can't keep up, and the phone will not stop ringing.
Where are the rates now?
Mortgage to still, you know, it. Well, they're all. I mean, typically I'm locking under 3%,
which is incredible.
It is, yeah. Finally got Adam to do his app.
Oh, you did, yeah. Adam Hill. All right,
God bless him.
There you go.
Took him a year.
And like Dustin says all the time. Mm-hmm. You guys are mostly the nuts on this, in really good shape. We have high-quality listeners, and congrats to folks out there because they call Dustin, and they are in good shape. They qualify. Yeah. So if you own a house, there's probably money in it, and at a minimum, even if there's not much equity in it, you lower your payment, man. The rates are insane right now.
Exactly. That's what we did with Adam, and I showed him again, tell Adam every time on these mortgage tune-ups, if he pays the same payment he does now, he pays off his house 7 years sooner by making the exact same payment.
Yep.
Big deal, right?
And if you hook, this is like a testimonial from Adam Hill without him being here, so it's not fair. But believe me, if you get Adam to sit down and actually deal with adult business, every once in a while you've done something if you can sell him on it. So 577-2600 is the number. I love this story. Now, again, $765,000 for a house, that is a lot of money. But I like it because it's a recent purchase that Shaq made in Vegas.
Sure.
Shaq has a house on the market, a Florida mansion. 31,000 square foot mansion.
I've seen that thing. It's unbelievable.
Is it crazy?
Yeah.
$19.5 million. Yeah. And he just decided, you know what? I need a place. I'm guessing he has other places too. I guess he has like a high rise.
Tank in his Florida house is probably worth more than that house.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Says here in the LA Times he bought a house south of the Big Chicken place. Says on the strip. It's not on the strip, but we know it's back there on Paradise and Harmon. Great spot.
Never been there. I gotta go.
You gotta go, man. It's really good. But 5,400 square foot house. You walked in, you're like, it's kind of an ugly house. I'm like,
saw one picture.
I freaking love it.
right.
It's old school. It's definitely probably early 80s, 70s house.
It's his party house, right? He comes down here. Why not? Yeah, 5,400 square feet. The pool looked cool.
I love the pool. Yeah. He's got again, old school. It's got some water features. The water feature is actually like built into the house, and it's like firing out of the house into the pool. Looked like a big old school hot tub.
And what would it be called? Shaq renovating or whatever he's gonna do to his house, right?
I wonder.
Yeah,
I wonder. It's a reality show setup.
Yeah, after he gets done with it, it'll look a little different than it does right now, for sure.
So let's talk a little fantasy football, Candy. You jump in too because Saquon Barkley is out right now on that roster. They are going to sign Devontae Freeman. About 2 hours ago, it said they're going to come to an agreement. We don't have a salary. Who cares for fantasy football? Does he take over everything, or do you have to break him in slowly, and there's still some value with Deion Lewis?
Yeah. No, don't go blowing the budget tonight for Devontae Freeman because you're going to have – not only are you going to have Deion Lewis, but realize also the Giants chose not to activate Wayne Gallman last week, and Wayne Gallman's going to get carries for this team. So think about it this way. They scored 13 points last week. They scored 16 points the first week, and that was with Saquon Barkley in week one. And that week, he ran 15 times for 6 yards. His long carry was 7. Yeah. So 14 times for minus 1 yard.
And
it's not an offense you want to buy into.
Right.
Yeah. This is not an offense you want a huge piece of.
Yeah. Battle line.
And you got to imagine that it's going to take Devontae Freeman a little while to get warmed up, right? At least a month until he's really accustomed to the offense. And
they're not going to throw all the carries.
If somebody you can grab and stash on the bench.